Now to more stories in the news, including the vandalism of a memorial to a recently deceased cyclist. But first, stolen dogs are causing concern.
More than 50 dogs have been stolen in Norfolk and Suffolk over the past 2 years, with Labradors proving to be the most sought-after breeds by thieves. Figures from Norfolk Police reveal that 29 dogs were reported as stolen in the county in 2017, more than double the number taken in 2016. Across the border in Suffolk, the figure tripled to 12 last year. Some of the breeds taken during that period include Labradors, Springer Spaniels and Staffordshire Bull Terriers. Helen Jermy, Regional Coordinator for Dog Lost, the UK's largest online service for stolen and missing pets, said dogs are easy money for thieves. She said they can either sell the dogs on, breed them if they have not been spayed, or hang on to the dog for the reward to come up.
An office outfitter is branching out from furniture as businesses explore how workplaces can support physical and mental well-being. Flow Motion Studio in Norwich, which supplies sit-stand desks and adjustable chairs and stools, is developing other products to make workplaces more active and pleasant to be in, including soundproofing and bringing nature into the office. The Higham Street firm is run by Floyd Sayers, who has a background in graphic design, and partner Bev Grice. Launched in 2016, the firm's products have proved popular with the creative industry firms, and it is currently sourcing its biggest order of desks yet for a production company employing 40 people. While Mr. Sayers and Miss Grice feel the market for sit-stand desks is growing, they have wider ambitions for the business in promoting new office design features, from napping stations and artwork to acoustic adjustments. Flow Motion already offers workshops to customers on posture and breathing with a yoga instructor to lead them down the path to greater awareness to what their workplaces offer to staff. The couple are advocates of bibliophilic design, which focuses on bringing more of the natural world into an office through plants, water features, and natural light. Mr. Sayers says this trend is already attracting interest in domestic and work environments, including their own office, where they have installed a wall-mounted planter. Exercise devices to use at work, from wobble boards and resistance bands to trampolines and treadmills, are another area of interest. The firm is considering investing in a small fleet of exercise bikes to give to customers for free trials.
Plans for an industrial estate on the outskirts of the city, which attracted opposition from two Norfolk household names, have received council approval by the narrowest of margins. For the second time in a year, plans for an industrial estate in Keswick have gone before South Norfolk's council's planning committee after an initial bid was refused last June. The application had been publicly opposed by BT Sport presenter Jake Humphrey and Norwich City legend Darren Huckabee, who both live locally. However, variations made by applicant MAHB were able to persuade just enough members for the project to move on to the next planning phase. It now means that a full planning application can be submitted for the project, which will see offices, industrial units and warehouses built on a triangle of land between the A140 near Harford Bridge Tesco and the B1113. However, the approval comes with no fewer than 33 different conditions, which the developers must meet if they wish for the project to be brought to life.
Heartless and cruel, those were the words used to describe vandals who ruined a memorial for a Norwich man who was killed whilst riding his bicycle. Shelley Diaz, the fiancée of Ian Mooney, who died after a crash on Aylsham Road on April the 3rd, hit out after flowers and tributes to her soulmate were ripped down, and she described the pain of losing the man she loved. The mother of four said, "Ian was not just my partner, he was my best friend and my soulmate."
A drug manufacturer has been urged to lower the price of a life-changing treatment for cystic fibrosis sufferers so it can be made available on the NHS. Health Ministers Steve Brine and Lord O'Shaughnessy called on Vertex Pharmaceuticals, which makes the drug Orkambi, to bring negotiations over cost to an urgent resolution. The drug is not currently available on the NHS because it is not considered cost-effective, but has been shown in clinical trials to improve lung function and respiratory symptoms. And families in Norfolk affected by the condition have thrown their support behind the medication being made available. Nick Lode's daughter, Ellie, from Coldkirk, died aged 16 in November 2013, and she was diagnosed with CF at birth. Since then, he and wife Elaine started the charity Ellie's Love and have campaigned for improved treatment. He said, "I think it's a brilliant idea that the drug is here, but it's ridiculous we are having to battle with the pricing." Cystic fibrosis is a life-shortening genetic condition that causes fatal lung damage and affects around 10,400 people in the UK. Only half of those with cystic fibrosis live to celebrate their 40th birthday.
Ambulance staff in Norfolk have been praised after a visit from the Lord Mayor and Sheriff of Norwich. David Fullman and David Walker visited the ambulance depot in Alex Morehouse Way to meet staff of the East of England Ambulance Service NHS Trust, the EEAST. Mr. Fullman said, "One of the greatest things about being Lord Mayor is it gives you the opportunity to say thank you to people who don't get thanked. And one of the things about the ambulance staff is that everyone knows when something goes wrong and they don't know when it goes right. Thank you to everyone for all the hard work you do. It really is appreciated."
Our second feature, written by Emma Knights and read by Sarah Lusher, looks at how art is being used to raise awareness of an eye condition.